I will find out if it's going live to Facebook and YouTube.
Okay.
What? This podcast back from the dead. So yeah, it's working.
There you go.
Damn, long time no see. Mel Marks. Got some YouTube followers here. Hello from YouTube. That's from Mitch York. Yeah, we're just testing out a new streaming service over at streamlabs.com/talkstudio. We had to ditch StreamYard, Jason.
Too much money.
Not a little too rich for our blood. But this seems to be on par with it so far.
Yeah, no real issues yet, right?
Other than getting our audio. We tested yesterday, we had echoes everywhere. And then today, or tonight, Jason had trouble getting it. Actually, it was on my end. I'll take fault for that, Jason.
Okay.
I had Jason trying everything. Rebooting a computer, well, which you said you couldn't do because it's a long process there. Mm-hmm. Unmute the mic. Tried everything. Reboot the mic. Plug it in, unplug it.
Turn it on, turn it back on.
And here was a setting on Talk Studio. So here it says, "What up, fools?" And it just says Facebook user. That's weird.
I wonder if they have to follow the page in order to.
Yeah, I'm not sure. How else would they? They must follow the page, though, because we went live.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I get rid of that ugly color there?
Mine or yours?
On where it says, you know, the bubble.
Hmm.
I don't like that.
It's amazing how much these programs are alike.
Yeah, these web-based streaming services are all pretty much the same. But Streamlabs has been around forever, obviously, with the video gaming, streaming and stuff. And I had no idea about this until my buddy Chris Johnson of the Player One podcast that's been running now. I think they just celebrated 14 years, 15 years, maybe.
Damn.
Yeah. And they actually do it every week. I think they missed 2 weeks in 15 years. It's freaking amazing.
That's what you have to. You have to be dedicated.
So I reached out to Chris. I said, "Yo, the StreamYard, what are you using, you know, instead?" And he said, streamlabs.com/talkstudio.
So did he have the other one before? And then after they changed, he was like,
yeah, he first started out with Zoom and then went to StreamYard. But then StreamYard, I was showing you an article, they recently got bought out. Mm-hmm. And, the new owners took over and basically doubled the price for the same features I was paying, you know, 20 some bucks for.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people up in arms about it, Jason, and they're losing some customers.
Well, they just got to switch like you did.
Kevin West says about freaking time. Jesus. our Facebook user says, and maybe that's his name, Facebook user. Can I cuss you guys out? I can cuss you guys out and you wouldn't know. So.
Wow.
Well, I just want to put it on the screen if you cuss me out.
But don't you have like a person that can dig onto the internet for you and you can find out all this information and stuff?
You mean on other people?
Yeah,
he just recently got out of prison, so he might be able to help me out. He was hacking.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Can't hide.
I would look into that, though. I mean, if this person actually follows our Facebook page, which I imagine they do, how else would they know we went online? I don't know why their names don't show up, so that's kind of
just
weird.
We could just ask them. Why doesn't it show up?
So anyway, Jason, you survived the hurricane down there, obviously. Power just got back on at J Concepts today, right?
Yes, we just got power at J Concepts. It's been out, guess is it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Wow.
So yeah,
at your house just or no?
No. The house. The house has been fine. We're pretty lucky there, but here at the shop, not so lucky. But now we're back
and all geared up, ready for Monday.
Well, that's why we're here. We were trying to get some things geared up, ready to go. And so, yeah, you hit me up. You're like, well, let's just jump on here and see if the thing works. I'm like, okay, well, I'm at work, so let's get it done.
Yeah, we're not going to be real long. We're just testing this out, seeing how it works. We got, like I said, we solved the echoing problem and the mute problem.
That's probably the biggest things that people work out with these things, right?
Yeah. Well, this is it's on par with StreamYard, but there is some things different. And there's a lot of features on here that I do like. So, Matt's saying, Jason, did you have to leave your residence due to the hurricane?
We did not leave. We closed the shop for 2 days and we were at home. We kind of hunkered down, watched some Netflix and chilled out with Jazzy.
Jazzy.
She was really happy about that.
Facebook user is saying, what will happen first? Ripcast going live again for a new episode or the Patriots winning a game? They won a game already. They won their first game of the season.
You got to be thinking, who's the Patriots?
Yeah, really. Brady's about to become the owner, part owner of the Raiders tomorrow, or on Tuesday, actually. They vote for it. The league has to vote.
He's down the same bad path Michael Jordan did.
Really?
Buying into these franchises, and, you know, pretty soon he's going to be the GM over there and all frustrated with how it goes, and they'll try to get him to play.
No, he's not playing. No way.
Well,
I think he'd be a great GM.
Yeah, until it actually happens.
Oh, man. What's all the negativity, bro?
Spencer's
watching. I'm sure he's going to start dissing you about that.
No, I mean, I think it's a difficult job. I mean, I think the players, you know, to be good at all these things.
I forget out who our Facebook user is. It's Larry Tom. And we also have Matt Sontag in here. We have Chili Duncan in here asking me about the Patriots winning a game. Spencer's watching.
The Patriots winning a game. I don't know. I guess it would be... Hold on.
We're about to lose. Jason.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm just getting on my, you know, tons of wiring. Trying to get all my wires in order here. So, yeah. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see how many players on that level could stick out becoming a GM for a major team. Sure, you can do it a couple years, but do these people stick it out? Like the Jerry West kind of guys.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously he had to be the most successful, I don't know, I mean, player to management, I guess. Like he was as good in management as he was as a player.
The question is, do I become a Raiders fan now because he owns 10% of the Raiders? Or do I wait till he owns maybe even own the Raiders?
I think you should stick with being a fan of the Patriots.
Be a fan of every team. Whoever's winning.
And I saw some diehard Tampa Bay Buck fans today in I was at dinner with Allison, and there was some diehards in there. I was just like, I didn't think anybody liked the Buccaneers that much.
There we go. I fixed that.
Looked up at the score. It was like 50-something to 20-something.
Yeah, they're doing really good this year.
It's interesting. Yeah, this is Michael Myers and J.J. McQuaid.
Dude. Corey Jordan. That was one of my favorite episodes ever. And Jason dissed me on that episode. He totally trashed me.
It was pretty bad. Like it.
Huh?
The problem was, is you stayed in character for so long.
I wasn't going to break character.
Man, I was like...
We got so many compliments on that episode. I told you, I got messages of people laughing their ass off and everything.
Oh, I guess we could do it again.
We won't do it.
It is coming up on Halloween.
It is, yes. That's why I put that up on my background.
Yeah. Mm.
I might have used that background when I played Michael Myers. Chad Donnelly says, "Hey boys, what's up? Do not know why it doesn't show their name here, but it shows their name on my other screen."
Okay.
It's weird.
Guy asked here. Oh yeah, with the re-release of vintage cars will be more RC10 vintage parts coming out. Yeah. We do. We have more plans for more vintage parts and items, so we're doing good. Trying to get there. We got new stuff coming out all the time.
And what kind of parts? What do you need for these vintage cars? So this is a thing still?
It is still a thing.
Yeah. Racing them now? Or are they talking about... Oh, you know what I want to ask you? How's a Losi bike doing? Seriously, I haven't talked to you in months, man. So
I honestly don't know. I have no idea.
I told you about the story about the kid down the street from me, right? Where he left it outside overnight.
You did.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's doing. I do know that I don't see anything with it on Facebook or social media. I don't see anybody playing with them or having one. But I see that they are still selling. And I see him in the shops. I haven't seen Horizon or A-Main or anybody trying to blow him out yet on a special deal, so that's got to be a good sign.
All right. I know kid down the street here got rid of his.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't know. I don't know how it's doing. I have no pulse on that other than what I see, and I kind of felt like it was, at least in my opinion, seemed like a real quick fad, but maybe they're still selling. Maybe.
So now they're into the NASCARs, right?
I doubt it.
When I saw they released some kind of NASCAR kit that you can buy.
Well, it's another RTR. It's a smaller, it's not a complete 10 scale, I don't think. I think it's more a smaller car. It's just a price point vehicle. You know, it's kind of a very, very shaky platform with a great looking body on it. And so.
Jeff Storm is saying he's missed us, Jason.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know why the names are not showing up for Facebook. I have to look over here on this other screen. It's telling me the names, but coming into the actual talk studio, it doesn't show your name. So head on over to YouTube and hit subscribe if you want your name to show up until I figure this out. Iowa Tracks is saying Losi Micro B is selling fast now.
Well, that's one that you've missed, God, either. So, you know, there's always been the Mini B, right?
Mini B. I don't know.
This is a Micro B. This is even smaller. It's probably a little bigger than the phone.
Oh, man.
Honestly, it'll be an amazing gift for somebody for the holidays. It's priced okay. I mean, it's probably a little expensive for what, you know, kind of what you're getting, but you know, it's a little toy. But I drove one at our INS race outside, and it's pretty fast. And honestly, I think it'll be a really good seller during the holidays. Like, I could probably give one to several people that aren't even really into RC, and they would probably play with it for a while. Because
this guy right here, one, Jason, for Christmas.
I think it would be pretty cool. So, I mean, I don't know what it's going to turn into. Certainly, we would like to make some items for it if it sticks around. But we designed everything for the dirt bike too. We designed a bunch of tires. We designed a bunch of wheels. Not a bunch of wheels, but we designed a wheel and a bunch of tires. We never made them because we were a little concerned, kind of, they say, pump the brakes a little bit. Like, whoa, 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 whoa. Let's not get too overcommitted here.
Dude, these Micro Bs are $100?
Yeah, like I said, it's about the size of my phone.
And $100 gives you everything, just take it out of the box and run it.
Yeah.
Wow. What the? Hey, that's pretty cool. Little buggy.
You know, like I said, it's a...
As long as I don't have to put it together, I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, the one I drove, I took it outside. I was driving up and down the sidewalk at Hoosier RC. It was amazing. Jumped it off the sidewalk.
No breaking it. I was saying priced at $99.99, small RC cars selling hot rate in this economy. So now we have to make parts for this, Jason.
The issue is people, hopefully people would still buy them by the time we get our parts out for it, because, you know, some of these things
fad.
They come and go so fast. It's like, by the time we're ready, you know, it's like people are like, oh, no, we moved on to, you know, whatever. Now we're playing with stompers in the backyard again.
Wait, what?
Remember the old stompers when you were a kid? Like, they had, like, really, they had foam little tires and their little off-road trucks and Blazers and Broncos and pickup trucks, put like a AA battery in it or something. And
just, damn, I didn't just that.
Oh my gosh, they're so cool. But I mean, that's the direction we're going.
Oh, is radio controlled?
No, it just went on and off, I think. But I mean, we're talking about something that was like from like 1984, you know. But that's the direction we're going. All you got to do is pretty much be able to steer it and with a radio, and that would be another scale. That would be like a next one down.
I'll try the share screen feature, see if it's same as StreamYard.
Yeah, that's that little buggy. That's what we got. We ordered two of them, bought two of them. So
now is the buggy, do they have other, like a mini truck?
No micro truck yet.
So it's these two, silver or white?
I think we got one of each. As Paul calls them, they're stocking stuffers.
Yeah, throw that down in the stocking there. So in the box, you get the buggy, you get the Spectrum LiPo battery, Spectrum USB-C charger.
Yep, what's in your picture? That's what you got. You really could race this in a very tiny area. Like, it wouldn't take much. Somebody needs to make one of those, like, click, like those little click track, like, put together tracks they have for mini Zs, but make one of those for off road with like jumps and stuff.
So is this oil filled shocks?
I think there's oil in them. Yeah, they're pretty. I mean, they're for the most part plastic, but.
I get 20 minutes of racing time, 13 miles per hour top speed. Insane for a micro.
Yeah.
TLR inspired design with aluminum chassis. And there it is, Jason. Oil filled shocks. Fully assembled, no additional items.
Independent suspension.
Gotti Jr. friendly. That's what that means, fully assembled.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, here we go. Fully assembled, easy, cost-effective way to get an RC racing. Miles per hour with rookie mode. Wait, what's this? They have two different modes, rookie and
yeah, probably high. The top speed one is, you know, for going fast, and then the other one is.
So transmitter lets you put the buggy into rookie mode, limiting speeds to 50% or 75%. Perfect for learning RC control skills.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to see if Santa brings me one at Christmas. If not, I guess I'll have to buy my own. If you say it's fun.
It was fun. I mean, it's really
I don't depends. Like it. I'll give the kid down the street and see if he likes it.
He'll be sitting outside with his dirt bike.
This thing's dumb.
The problem with all this stuff is they're all great when you take it out of the box and it's kind of new and you haven't beat it up yet. But once you beat it up, and it's where do you go from there? And you know how much of it can you replace and work on? Do you have an appetite for working on it? Do you not care about that side of it? Because that's what determines if you're going to stay in the hobby, in a sense. And that's what we really need is we have a lot of lifers in this, and we need more of those. And I think maybe we can, it's hard to get there with, if the item isn't, it's got to hook you. It's got to hook you in, right? So, does it have that hook factor?
I guess we'll find out. Will Britton saying he thought RCP had that kind of track that you're talking about, Jason.
That would be cool. I've never seen it, but honestly, it probably would be worth getting one to play with that stuff.
Facebook user says, dang, I can race that in my living room.
Yeah, he's right.
Stompers were great, Jason. Matt's saying had Stompers trucks, got them trucks, got a Super Champ in 1984. Super Champ Stomper.
Mm-hmm.
What kind did you have, Jason?
No, there's two different things, I think. Oh. I think he's talking about he had Stompers, and then he got a real RC, we'll call it a real RC car, the Super Champ.
Super that Champ.
That was a Tamiya vehicle, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And it was, and I think the Super Champ was one of those, I don't know how to say, but almost like legendary RC cars. Look it up and see what it looks like. I think they're pretty awesome.
Super Champion RC 1984. Super.
That's cool.
Tamiya, right?
What's that now?
Tamiya.
Yes, as I believe it is. Yeah, Super Champ.
Was it called The Fighting Buggy? Looks like A-Main Hobbies re-released it. I mean, not Tamiya did, but it looks like A-Main has it. Oh, here's a Super Champ. $1,000 on eBay.
There you go.
God. Then there was a vintage 1980 Tamiya Super Champ. 1980, it's saying.
I guess that's a good question. What has brought more people into RC? Expensive cars or cheap cars?
Matt is saying there's rumors that Team Associated is re-releasing RC-10 fluorescent colored chassis similar to the early 1990s. Need J Concepts to release something awesome for vintage RC-10 and RC-10T racers.
What would they like for what would they like awesome?
Maybe the same thing. Better colors.
You know, I haven't specifically asked about them re-releasing the fluorescent colored chassis, but the role that they're on right now in vintage definitely points towards saying that they will definitely be doing it, because they've pretty much made just about everything else. So
Will Britton wants to know if there's a semi-pro mode in the microbes. Yeah, that's semi-pro would be good.
Is that for Alex or is that for Will?
That's for Will.
Oh, okay.
Nice little in-between. Rookie, then semi, and then pro.
The question is, here's a something.
What?
If you're a pro or a semi-pro, should you really be wheeling one of those cars?
Sure. Why not?
I mean, is that like, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
you bought two of them.
Well, but for other reasons.
Right.
Definitely not to necessarily
racing them.
Yeah, I'm not going to be changing the roll centers on it. Very but, yeah, maybe they said, maybe that question came up. They're like, should we have a pro mode? And they said, come on, guys. Really?
Come on. Jason Santos is in the chat talking about vintage. There you go.
We got him interested with a little vintage, talk.
Santos, if you want your name to show up, you got to go over to YouTube.
We got a couple glitches in the Matrix here.
I have no idea.
I'm sure it's a Googleable item, right?
I'll figure it out.
That's your thing. You're good at that. Trying to do some work here while we're doing this, which is actually working out pretty decent because I'm getting it done.
All right. Facebook user, we don't know who this is. I'm waiting for a SCX6 body, like a Power Master, Jason.
He's got a perfect point. There, it's been discussed before. We need Matt to tell us what products he'd like to see. We have a bunch of products in the works, but we'd like to hear what he wants. There's so much vintage stuff right now, it's coming out of everybody's ears. Seriously.
Well, that's how the video game industry is right now with retro gaming. Like, retro gaming is going through the roof, like, as far as obtaining stuff and what you're going to pay for it now. Mm-hmm. It's insane.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's everybody's into retro right now. So I guess
it's because of the age, right? And it's you know, for me, I'm sure retro gaming, you know, and maybe even the retro games that I would consider retro are too old now. You know, maybe there's a generation of gamers that's even better for, you know. No, I'm thinking like Super Mario Brothers, but that's like probably way too retro.
After watching the Australian Nationals last week, we need a national level 10 scale outdoor race again.
You know, I've been waiting for that.
Hey, is this, Rifkin one, right?
Yeah, and what it was is, you know, the Worlds is there in 2025. So kind of starting
Pre-Worlds, warm-up race.
Well, just, yeah, I think going back to work, you know. I think when you're not happy with how the last Worlds went for you, you got to start early. And, I mean, if you have high standards, you know, he's won a couple of them. You want to start early. And he got second at the last ones, which is still awesome. I would take a second in that situation. But for him, he's won a couple. You want to do better. And there's no time like the present because you can't get it back. So.
Matt is saying that he will compile a list of awesome parts for you, Jason.
You know what? That's the best thing I've heard all day. Somebody just saying, yep.
Make a list. Send it in.
I mean, you should see my list I got over here.
Like for the RC10?
No, for anything in general. I got lists coming out of my ears. Renegades. 23-2294.
And I'm trying to figure out how to show Facebook usernames. So getting kind of distracted. This user saying, breaking news, 48 DQ'd for being too light. Logano is in round 8.
That must be a NASCAR thing. Number 48. Probably in
this is not a NASCAR podcast. See ya. you know who that was? Justin Doyle. I could see it on this when I'm looking at the Facebook chat over here. But I needed to show up over here.
We've been waiting for his launch back into RC.
Justin Doyle?
Yeah.
Yeah, he go, you know, we talked about this. He shows up for like a year, maybe not even, and then disappears for two, and then comes back. I mean, got to give him credit. Keeps coming back.
Yeah. The thing is, his car never goes out of style.
Yeah.
You know, his, the Losi car he runs, he was bragging the other day, it's still out, and it's still doing good, and he's right, it is working.
So. I like when he goes all in, because, man, the dude goes all in.
Oh, yeah.
And then he disappears. It's great.
Might have something to do with people, you know, might have a job or something he's got to do.
Boulder right. Dash.
Yeah.
Jeff Storm saying he's looking forward to seeing Spencer come back up to his home track in Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had two great races there with our J Concepts series, and they're having an event there. You know, kind of a fun, they're doing a fun event. Spencer's going to go there for kind of a local team associated regional sponsored event.
So this is what I found, Jason.
Right, look at that thing, Super Champ. I mean, it's I think it's an iconic RC car.
Fighting look buggy.
Look at all the metal parts on that thing.
Oh my god!
You should make I think parts the Rough Rider was a whole nother car.
Micro B World Championships, Jason. Now, how about that? Get that going.
We still haven't had a truck world championship, so Micro B might be on the back burner.
Yeah, it'll probably make it before truck. I'm assuming this
you're
is
right,
Doyle.
You're right.
Doyle saying, job, three kids, no close track. But you guys know me well. All in, man. Is there any other way? Yeah.
I remember when he got that rally car or something, and they were racing them rally cars local to him for like a couple weeks, and he was all in.
Gotta love it.
It's like, hey, Justin, nobody's putting their Traxxas rallies on scales, so gotta take it down a notch, yeah.
Doyle's also asking if I'm up to date with the Jordan lawsuit. Can't have Herbcast without Jordan comments. I'm not aware of the Jordan lawsuit.
He's suing NASCAR.
Oh, he is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, awesome. What's that about?
Awesome. I essentially that.
Oh, he had a NASCAR team, right?
He has a NASCAR team, yeah. Mm. And it's really about how it's like a fundamentally against how NASCAR runs its business, essentially.
So he doesn't like it.
Yeah, I think he kind of considers how they run their business kind of unfair, and it's so there's a decent little statement out there about it.
Jeff Storm says he's the same way as Justin Doyle, just really busy with projects and cannot fully commit to RC racing. You have to fully commit if you want to win. Quit your job.
It's like people say, you know, they talk about stuff. It's like, never give up. It's like, okay, well, I mean, is that really the best way to do absolutely everything? Never give up. Because how far do you follow it, right?
Right, yeah.
I mean, like, let's just say that I want to be an NBA player. Like, how long do I go with that, right?
Yeah, until you realize it's not going to happen. Just give up.
They're like, we don't have a lot of, you know, 5'7" NBA players, although then somebody will come back and say, well, you know, Muggsy Bogues was 5'3", and Allen Iverson was 5'10". It's like, all right, well, I'm definitely not Allen Iverson.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, do you follow that forever? Or
no, you have to give up.
Or do you say, hey, I like playing basketball, but I'm probably not going to be in the NBA.
Just like becoming a pro RC driver.
Yeah, that's the question.
I gave up the dream in 96 after the 96 Nats. Oh, we got it in there. See that, Jason?
96. Man, so you really hung on to it for quite a while.
I hung on to that dream. And 96 Nats, I realized, yeah, this is never going to happen.
You should have asked me back then. I could have told you if you would have made it.
All you had to do is watch one of my heats and you'd realize.
Exactly.
Like that wasn't going anywhere.
People can ask me. Watch my race, I'll tell you. Are you going to be a pro or not?
But you know what? Then I turned my attention to, like, well, how do I get into podcasting. The industry? No, turn not podcasting.
Turns your interest to podcasting.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that's what you could, you know, hey, there's always another way to be involved somehow. Right?
You're like, I've successfully leveraged my RC career.
Yeah.
into the industry.
I never gave up.
You never gave up. You know what? Maybe that is actually more of a valuable statement, is don't give up on something that you love. That maybe that would be a little bit more accurate, because then you could say, well, I know I'm not going to be in the NBA, but hey, I love basketball, or whatever your thing is.
No, yeah, absolutely. I can't obviously be in the pros in basketball, but I can coach it.
Who's the Facebook user? Don't let things like bankruptcy and divorce stop your pro RC racing.
If I gotta find out who that was.
Be a man.
Adam Rails. That's the you won the internet for today, Adam.
Bankruptcy. Like, who, like, isn't that word that just really, like, it just has so much weight to it, right? Bankruptcy.
Don't follow your passion, follow your talent.
Which isn't the worst, you know.
That's from Allman.
It's not the worst, like, you know, it's not the worst thing to say, because it's like, hey, what am I best at? It's kind of like, you know, say if Ben Wallace, who obviously he was into RC, you know, he's got an RC company and he's a decent RC driver, but.
Wait, he has a company?
Yeah, he does.
What's the RC company?
Well, Wallace Motorsports.
Wow, how long did it take him to come up with that name? Sat around like, you know what? Great idea. Wallace Motorsports.
And then like Michael Jordan's like, you know what? I'm gonna come up with a NASCAR team. How about 23 races?
Hey, way to be innovative there, guys. Yeah.
You had a board meeting for that, you know, big
oh, I'm sure.
A big yeah. call.
Big board meeting. Meanwhile, only one person had say.
All these logos were drawn up and you know, they had a big presentation.
Yeah.
You got the guy sitting back and you got Michael at the edge of the thing, right? You know, he's looking at stuff.
This user says, winning isn't everything. I'm more like an entertainer when I'm racing. That's
don't give up on entertaining.
I gave up on the pro level in 2016. Oh, you know, man.
Is that Adam Rails?
I got to find out who that is. Again, Facebook users are not showing up on here. Just head over to YouTube. Or your names aren't showing up. Just head over to YouTube and subscribe. Because the names are showing up for that. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, you always find, you know, like I said, Jason, I can't play basketball, but I can coach it. And probably I could be a scout for NFL, or a situational football manager, which that position I created, and I'm trying to get onto a team with that. And there's a lot of mistakes being made in the NFL with the time clock, calling timeouts, certain situations. Bring me in, put me right next to the head coach. I'll just sit there with the headset on. If there's something I don't like, I tell him. Or if I tell him they have to change it, done.
I like this one that he's... Oh, go ahead.
If you don't see success within a year or two after you hire me, then you can just let me go. I mean, and I'll do it for, like, I don't know, pretty much nothing. I mean, I want something, but I'll do it for nothing.
Well, you have to at least pay your relocation. Or is this all is this all remote?
Yeah.
You get you get a respond back to your email, and they say, and then, you know, they tell you, all right, you know, what sounds good.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Junior sounds great.
Well, hey, I applied for the Chicago Sky head coaching position.
Yeah, you got a lot of lines out there. Like, if they all just pop at once, you might be busy.
You never know. Somebody might say, hey, you know what? Let's give this kid a chance.
You're going to be like in the war room for the Chicago Sky, and they're going to be like, hey, we got a situation here on this team in the NFL. Gotti, tell us, you know, what we need to do in this situation.
We need to call Gotti.
You're like, hold on. We got to... you know, you guys have one of the worst records. You could be drafting the new, what's her name? The hot, one of the hot new players coming out of college for WNBA next year?
Patriots could use literally any help. Just show up. Yeah, well, need some players there. But I'm just saying, I'm watching some of these games, and I'm like, I can make decisions way better.
You know who seems to be doing well?
Who?
Bill Belichick.
Oh, yeah, I love it. He's out there in the media now, podcast.
No, I was just thinking he's got...
Oh, you mean he's dating a 26-year-old?
Yeah, 27.
Yeah, he's doing really well.
Yeah, he seems to be... Seems
she must really love him. Yeah.
Well, you know what? They met on a plane and seemed like a good guy.
The photo that's weird is with him and her and the dad. Dad's all happy. You know, like,
he's holding up a number one.
Yeah. Oh, man. If you weren't Belichick, that dad would be killing you.
He's all, let's go to Chick-fil-A.
I love you, Bill. I was saying, Jason, cue up the Journey music. Don't Stop Believing.
That's true.
That's Justin Joubert's theme song, by the way. When he goes to these races, he plays that. I'm assuming this is from Jeff Storm because he makes music. I'm best at making music and being annoying to my coworkers. That's what he's best at doing.
You know what? At least he knows.
Oh, Jay, speaking of music, how about that AI music that I was making?
It was last good. Month? I still haven't showed it to Ryan, but I did show it to Allison and some others, and they really liked it.
Really? It was awesome, wasn't it?
It was pretty good.
I was on an AI, what we call it? AI music maker app. And I just typed in a few things and I made an awesome song about Ryan Mayfield. And it just sounds like it's amazing, isn't it, Jason? Like, you were blown away. I think Jason was at the Worlds and I'm like sending him over.
I'm like trying to go to sleep because the time change.
Well, I forgot about the time change.
And you're like, check out my rap song.
Yeah, that's true.
You're like, I'm about to drop my rap demo.
When Carrie's like, isn't he over in overseas? And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. He is, yeah. I wonder what time it is there. It's like 3 in the morning.
Like, check out my song.
It was good. A good song, though. Maybe I'll debut it on here. When we do the official podcast.
Yeah, does this one get a number?
I don't know. I'm done with numbers. Yeah, somebody's saying they call me Little Gotti with the rap music.
Hey, you know, not a bad...
Iowa, 3 a.m., Gotti be like, check out my demo.
It's exactly how it was.
So true. And Jason, you had to be up though, because I mean, you weren't wide awake, but that time difference, I mean, how long does it take to adjust?
About 3 days.
Yeah. So, because the first couple days you were answering me pretty like late.
Yeah. It's about 3 days, but it went okay.
But yeah, it was pretty cool because it makes it instantly. Like, you put in just a few info, like Ryan Mayfield, you type in what kind of music you want it to be, rap, rock, classic, whatever. Literally like 10 seconds, maybe, freaking creates this whole song. Sounds like actual people singing and everything. And it's different every time. I thought it was just like, because I went back in, I redid it, Ryan Mayfield, rock, and it's a totally different song compared to what I sent you earlier.
Yeah.
It's freaking amazing. So, Jeff Storm, you got to watch out for AI, man. Matt's saying, Gotti at 3 a.m. singing Boats and Hosts remix. Right. Facebook user says he's been waiting for a new episode.
To drop,
yeah. No, Taylor Swift apparently uses the AI app.
I'm sure she does. just to spell check.
Yeah.
You know what? Who's going to be the first one that admits it?
Facebook user. Let me see who this is. Oh, this is Joe Zare. He's saying, Jason, will you be at the first round of INS be in February again?
Yes. We're pretty close to having all the dates lined up and confirmed.
Hey, this is, besides the fact that it says Facebook user, it seems to be working pretty good.
Yeah, other than that, everything seems to be pretty good. So you already scrolled through all the...
Yeah, we're just going to make this a short episode. We just wanted to test this, test the talk studio out. So one more thing I wanted to see here before we logged off.
Bill Belichick dating secrets.
Have money. That works.
It's amazing how...
I mean, is it going to last, though? I mean, come on.
I guess the question is
we're dissecting Bill Belichick relationship.
Does he care?
Nah, I don't think so. He's going to be back coaching next year anyway.
Yeah, I honestly don't even know what the status is. What is his status?
He's just on the sideline for this year. Not so on the actual sideline. I mean, you know, he's just doing a bunch of TV shows, podcasting.
So did he step down from coaching? Is that what happened?
Yeah. Yeah, he left the Patriots. He didn't get fired.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't going to fire him after.
Yeah. I was right. Just testing new stream 2 hours later. No.
That's how it always works.
Yeah, that's how it goes. I mean,
I did a monster truck podcast with someone, and it turned into a 2+ hour show.
I remember we used to get in trouble for doing 3-4 hour shows. We used to do them in the beginning. Remember years ago?
Why did we get in trouble?
Because people would complain about it. Remember? They're like, "Oh, the show's too long," and it was actually like good shows with interviews. And I'm like, it's a podcast, dude. You could pause it anytime, go back anytime. You could fast forward. You could watch it like Pete Phillips. He puts it on, or he listens to it on like the Chipmunk Voices. So it rips through like a 2 hour show in a half hour.
Yeah, you put it on like, what is it, times 10?
Times 1.5. Something like that. I remember one time we recorded a podcast and for some reason this was early on, like 2014 or something, but it recorded our voices really fast. And I couldn't figure it out.
So did we stick with it or?
No, we just ditched that episode.
A lost episode.
Yeah. you might be right, Matt. When Will Gotti Jr.'s pro offers let him be in the podcast again. That's like, I gotta figure it out. Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably okay. You got that ankle monitor on right now.
I have the ankle. Yeah, I'm at home now. So I'm able to do this from home. They allowed me to use the internet. This user, see you in a couple weeks at the beach, Gotti.
Huh.
I'm going to the beach.
You're like, oh, yeah.
That was Justin Doyle. He must mean the beach.
Beach RC.
Hmm. Why? What's going on there?
It's their annual Masters of Dirt.
Oh, is that something I should be going to?
It's up to you.
Are you going?
I don't know.
No, that's a no. That's a no.
Paul is going to go. He's driving the vehicle.
All right, guys. Well, this was just a test. So we're not going to go 2 hours because it's getting late. Jason's got a lot of stuff to do there. We're just glad Jason's okay with the hurricane that ripped through there. You had one too, right? The other one wasn't so bad for you, though.
Yeah, that one didn't necessarily come towards us so much. But yeah, this one definitely did a lot of damage in the area. Luckily, nothing really to us, but yeah, a lot of people struggling with this stuff, and it's kind of a mess, to be honest. It's not been good.
Yeah. Somebody's writing anything. Almond saying anything after an hour, split it and put it on Patreon. Yeah.
Wait, didn't you try that once?
Yeah, I did it. We used to give away prizes and stuff, but when we stopped doing podcasts regularly, I just felt it wasn't really fair to be charging people monthly. But we did give away a lot of stuff that you sent out for us on it.
Yeah.
And then I was kind of getting ripped for it, too. Rip podcast, no pun intended.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, other podcasts can do it, but when I was doing it, I think it was kind of new then, because I did jump on board when it first came out. And you know, we got a few messages like, oh, how dare you, you know. Well, you don't have to. It's like, if you want to donate to the show, you can. But I wasn't forced. I wasn't putting podcasts behind a paywall. Like, if we did a two-hour show, or if we did an interview, I just kept it for free. And if you wanted to donate to the show, you donated. But yeah, I got a few mead messages back then. But now I think it's more acceptable because a lot of podcasts just do it.
Yeah, everybody wants to make money, so they're trying to.
Well, that's why, you know, how dare you make money? I was like, well, wait a minute. I'm giving away products to you guys and really wasn't making anything by the time you ship anything out. You know, unless you gain more and more patrons, but we did have, we were a pretty good number of them, but yeah, I got some backlash from that, but I don't think you would get backlash today because
people are,
I think a lot of the RC podcasts are even doing it, but
more accustomed to that business model.
Yeah. Yeah. Back then it was just like, wait, what, you making us pay? And I'm like, no, I'm not making you pay. It's for free. But if you want to donate to keep the lights on, you can, you know, it doesn't take much to run a podcast, but it helps, you know. So, and besides, we were giving stuff away. I mean, some. Well, now I think they do give stuff away, but back then it was new.
Cutting edge.
Duh. I think I was ahead of my time. Ahead of my time, or ahead of, is that right? something like that.
Ahead of the time.
I mean, as soon as it came out, I just jumped right on it. Matt's saying he loves the RIP podcast. Please have them more frequent. Well, that's, you know, yeah, we got to stop skipping months, but it was a world. I'm going to say it was
we're skipping like years.
No, I was like, hey, let's do once a year update. But, it was just crazy this summer. Like, you were gone a lot also. And then worlds. I don't know. There's no excuse for it, really. But what are you going to do? We're still here. And I'm a little pumped up. I got the streaming service. I kind of like all these new features on here. I just got to figure out how to get the Facebook usernames up there. But they got a ton of features on here that StreamYard didn't have. And I get all excited about that. So, I'm assuming this is Joe's there. He says, I want to do Ran Out of Talent on Patreon. I don't have any extra. I mean, do it. I mean, I think more people, like you said, they accept it now. But you're talking, I think 2016 I started doing it. And
that's when you did Patreon?
Yeah, I started doing it then. I just figured out, just do it. And then we gave away some J Concept products. But I think you got a little more hate back then than you do today. So I think you can do it. I was saying the last part. Yeah, 6 months. That's sad, dude. That's sad. We have to get on here and make sure. We got to just come up with a schedule. And if Jason can't make it, though, because he is at a race or something. You know, that's when it makes it tough. Especially when he's got to prepare for the race and then he's gone for a week or two. Facebook users saying it shouldn't you to do your podcast. I don't know what that means. But I think he's talking about Patreon.
Okay.
But yeah, it's more acceptable today, I think, than anything, because a lot of video game podcasts and wrestling podcasts I listen to, they're all doing it. So,
well, yeah, everybody wants to make money. That's why they're doing it.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't looking. I was just, yeah, I guess you want to make money, whatever. But you're not going to make a lot of money podcasting. Matt's saying, God and Jason return and rip podcasts like, from now on, it's Magic Man and El Diablo. I know somebody was asking about my my Joel Johnson kit, and it's still here in the box, buddy.
I like how it's under the table.
It's right underneath the table here. Right there. Sealed. It's never going to see the light of day, buddy. But thank you, Jason. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Call of Duty soon, Gotti? Who's asking me that? Jeff Storm? Yeah, I'm always on Call of Duty. And the new one's coming out here in 2 weeks. Oh, boy. New Call of Duty's coming out soon. I know what you're thinking. No more podcasting, but we'll get Jason to podcast. Don't worry. We'll get him off Call of Duty.
For sure.
Yeah. All right, guys. I appreciate everybody joining us. Man, the crew's still here. Like, these guys are jumping in the chat. It's pretty cool that you guys are still around. I know why we were away for those, what did Iowa say? 6 months?
Six months.
Dude, how fast does 6 months go when, you know, it's just snowballs. You miss an episode and it just keeps going and going. But
yeah, it all happens amazingly quick.
Yeah. We're going to try not to disappear for 6 months. And, it would be sweet if it paid for the RS feed and StreamYard. Yeah, StreamYard, especially now that they doubled their price. Maybe some goodies for the studio. Yeah, I mean, yeah, best of luck with it. Maybe you can do the... I noticed some people are putting interviews into Patreon, or they do another hour of a show, put it on there. See how it goes. Maybe we get people donating. As long as it covered the... You're right, the RSS feed and your streaming service, StreamYard. Which I don't know if you paid for a year or not. If you paid for a year on StreamYard, I think you're good until that's up. But I just switched to Streamlabs Talk Studio, and it's $20. So, yeah, RC Talk saying the year is really moving on. It is. It's super fast. And then when you miss episodes, like I said, it just snowballs. Next thing you know, it's 6 months, and we're like, dude, we got to get online, man. Because during those 6 months, I kept getting messages too. Like, where are you guys at? What's going on? Miss you, blah, blah, blah. So we'll try and keep up with it. Here we go. Take care, dudes. Jason, we shall see you next year. Oh, that's Jeff Storm. He's going to see you at INS in February, Jason.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right, guys, we'll catch you on the next episode. Hopefully it's sooner than later. And we'll figure out why the Facebook usernames aren't showing up. I'll check that out. But in the meantime, head over to youtube.com/radioimpound and subscribe there so your name can show up like Justin Doyle's right here. Next podcast, Slicks and High Bite Tracks, Gone Outdoor, 1/10 back. Oh, is that true, Jason?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. But pretty soon, though.
Pretty soon.
Pretty soon they're done. Go back to the old style off-roads, 80s, 90s. Let's go. I mean, you could put the big jumps in there, but, you know, this is what it is. All right, Jason, we're glad you're okay. Everything's cool. Jay Concepts is going to be up and running Monday, right?
That's right.
So you can bombard them with your phone calls and your orders. But be patient with them because it's been 3 days now, I think, with JK Snaps closed. It's probably the longest you've been closed since you opened.
Yeah.
That is something, man. But we're glad everybody's safe. So, and all our listeners down in Florida, hope everyone's safe down there. And we'll catch you on the next one.
Yes, you put it succinctly.
Suck what?
Succinctly. It means perfectly.
Oh, yeah. May I do that?